You're listening to The Music Show on RN. It's time for a conversation with Geoffrey Yellow Simon. He is one of the seven-piece Indigenous band B to M. It's an R&B band from the Tiwi Islands. B to M stands for Bathurst to Melville. They're the two biggest islands. The Tiwi Islands, if you don't know, they're 80 kilometres north of Darwin, where the Arafura Sea meets the Timor Sea, and B to M are currently on a massive national tour, 30 venues. It goes on until November. In fact, it's their first national tour. The tour is called Mamanta, and it blends traditional sounds and onstage visuals with R&B music. And Geoffrey Yellow Simon will be talking to me in a moment after we've listened to a song from the 2015 album Home. This is Palingari.
Awaranga wolangi ramini putu wulupuranga wamping a manengowe. Awaranga wolangi ramini putu wulupuranga wamping a manengowe. Awaranga wolangi ramini putu wulupuranga wamping a manengowe.
That's Palingari, and it's B2M from their 2015 album, Home. And I'm delighted to welcome to the music show Geoffrey Yellow Simon, who is a vocalist with B2M, plays keyboards and guitar as well. Yellow, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andy. It's good to be on here.
Let's talk about that song. It's a sort of, almost a sort of manifesto, isn't it? It's a statement of intent, this song.
Yeah, that's right. It's got a educational purpose behind the song, and a lot of messages as well, and culture.
And it sounds, before you pay attention to the lyrics, it sounds like pure pop. I mean, it's very catchy. But when you do listen to the lyrics, there's a message there which is not the kind of message you normally get in pop songs. So tell us about that.
We wanted to adjust our music to fit with our message and making sure that our message through our music gets delivered to the young people in the past and, you know, the young people today. So this is the kind of music, this is the kind of genre that they are into. So just to adjust our music to their ears, but making sure there's a very strong message behind that. That's pretty much what we're about.
I mean, the band formed in 2004, didn't it? And was it... was this always the idea behind it, that you had this message, or did you begin purely as an R&B band?
No, we had no idea to be a R&B band at all. we were just making songs with messages, and we were just making sure that these songs were very catchy at the time. See, that was the hook. Coming from an island, we do a lot of fishing, so we know how to hook fish. So we sort of adapted that to our music, you know, what's the hook, what's the catch here? So R&B has an inner rhythm that a lot of people feel but don't hear. So that was the hook, you know, to get that inner rhythm very catchy and making sure that, you know, that inner rhythm has a message as well. So kind of worked.
You're from Warramayunga on Bathurst Island, one of the two largest Tiwi Islands, along with Melville Island. Can you tell us about the place, about what it's like, because most people listening to this will never have been.
Yeah, well, it's a typical Northern Territory community. You know, the weather can get up to 32, 33 degrees on a normal day, and the humidity can be all the way up to 70% or 90%. So, and it's a tropical island. There's a lot of beaches there. Beautiful people. My people, the Tiwi Island people, love to laugh, and they love to play jokes, and they're always smiling, and they always welcome people to our islands. The culture is very, very strong over there. Love Aussie rules, second religion over there, so pretty crazy. So it helps if you go there and you talk footy, and yeah, that's the way to pretty much make friends over there. And the fishing is, you know, one of the best in the world. Get a bit of freshwater and saltwater, and then reef fishing and deep ocean fishing. So pretty blessed to come from the islands.
You make it sound like a paradise, Yellow, and as though you've been sent by the Tiwi Island Tourist Board. But the songs are about problems of people with drugs and alcohol and suicide. So it's not actually absolutely paradise, is it?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. We do have our problems on the islands. The whole reason why we started B2M in 2004 is that the Tiwi Islands had the highest suicide rate per capita in 2004. Now, we've got to understand that our people don't have a word in our language for suicide. So this was fairly new to our people. Our elders were having a hard time to try and curb and stop this kind of behaviour. So we decided to use music as a vehicle to deliver messages, around the suicide prevention awareness, drug and alcohol awareness, so all these social issues. And we've been, lucky enough to survive 15 years now and still going. So,
well, and why do you think it's so high, the suicide rate in the Tiwi Islands?
Most suicides were alcohol related. Mm. Now, I'm not too sure when it started and why it started. It just happened. And like I said, we were in shock, and it was a very, very crazy time for our people. But, with the amount of education the anti-government has pushed out into Indigenous communities and to create awareness and people getting on top of this issue, and we hardly have any of that now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Anymore, which is good. Yeah.
So you've really turned the corner then.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, Tiwi means essentially one people, doesn't it?
Yep.
And you speak one language, but there are sort of different levels of that language. Could you explain that to us?
Tiwi in our language means we, the people. We thought that we're the only people on the planet, and as you can see, we were so wrong. So there are four different skin groups on the Tiwi Islands, but we all speak one language and we all related. So today, 2018, people speak the modern Tiwi language, and then also people speak their old traditional language. And sometimes you have a mixture of both.
And do they know each other's languages? Do they understand each other's?
Oh, yeah. We all understand it, but we speak it on different levels.
I see. So they're like dialects or a sort of literary version versus a commonly spoken version or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. It's like English, Some people speak good English, some people speak a little bit of English, and I love that. Yeah. So, yep.
And the, obviously the traditional life continues as well, and I think the most spectacular ritual of Tiwi is Pukumani. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, certainly. So Pukumani happens when there's a death in the community. Normally we just have a burial and we call that the funeral, but then there's a process that goes on for about a year. So there's a grieving process, and then we come back after the burial, after 1 year, we come back and we conduct Pukumani. And Pukumani is the final send-off. It's the final goodbye, and it's where we stop all the grieving, we stop all the trauma, and we move forward. We move forward together, and we make sure everyone's okay. We conduct the Pukumani properly, making sure there's a really good send-off.
So music, dance?
Yeah, there's a lot of traditional chants and dancing and respect by the in-laws, because the in-laws run the Pukumani ceremony. So if I were to pass away, my brother-in-laws would run my Pukumani ceremony. So that'd be the one that would make the shades and do the Pukumani poles and the paintings and all that kind of stuff. So it's a give and take.
There's also, of course, a strong Roman Catholic mission in your town. It's been there more than a century. Is that part of B2M's music as well, about more part of your outlook at any rate?
Well, I guess we wanted to put a bit of that story in our show throughout the national tour.
There's a song called Hear My Prayer.
That's a song about, looking for help. And not afraid to ask for help. We get some people that get caught up in the cycle and they don't ask for help. They act, put on a brave face. So it's a song that encourages change and ask for help and keeping the faith strong, whatever your faith may be, We do sing songs like that through our album as well. That is why I ask you, Lord, to save me from the darkest side. My prayers, oh.
And for all the tradition associated with the Tiwi Islands, there's also been a kind of almost like a news commentary element in the music and dances of the place. The bombing of Darwin, for instance, and Cyclone Tracy have been commemorated, and the moon landing. Does this continue?
Two people like setting the scene when they tell stories and participate, when they're dancing culture and stuff. So our culture adapts to the new world and the changing world as well. So, such as the bombing of Darwin, where our people tell a story about, what they've seen from our island. Some of our people were on canoes when the bombing was happening. So, and we had a few Japanese Zeros crash land on our islands on the way back. So, Tiwi people tell stories through our dance, and we have the bombing of Darwin dance, many, many other dances and stories as well.
And the yudaki, the didgeridoo, isn't played on Tiwi Islands, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Our culture is unique compared to the mainland indigenous culture. We only have our traditional chants and another type of singing we call mamanaguni. And then we have our ceremonies, Milimika and Pukumani. And we don't use any yudaki didgeridoos. We just use the clapsticks and our traditional chants.
But using the traditional chants in this show, in this tour that's coming up, Mamanda, can you tell us how about this? Because you've got special permission from Tiwi elders, I understand, to use some of these chants and blend them with the other elements of your music. How did you go about this, and what are the chants?
It took us about 10 years to finally gain permission to use these chants that were made a very, very long time ago. Tiwi people are secret and very, very protective with our culture, especially our songs and our chants, So it took us 10 years to finally convince our elders, look, we're ready to take over, but we will do this the right way. So, making sure that we're culturally accurate, making sure that the pronunciation of the chants are spot on, but also following cultural protocols. Now, on the Tiwi Islands, we say you can't speak for other tribes around the nation. When you stand up, you speak for yourself and your tribe. That's it. You can't go onto another man's land and speak and call yourself a leader for Indigenous people. Firstly, if you travel with your culture, your chants, you make that very clear first. This is my chant, it's from Tiwi, this is my opinion, our opinion, and that way you don't cross any cultural boundaries and stuff like that. So,
you're listening to The Music Show on RN, and my guest is Jeffrey Yellow Simon from B2M. A band from the Tiwi Islands, a six-piece band, and you're about to head off on tour with Mamanda. And it's not just traditional music you're taking, or at least it's not just your traditional music you're taking, but also music from Taiwan. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so being in B2M, we're lucky enough to travel around Australia, but also abroad. And one of these travels took us to Taiwan twice, and it was during this, the first visit, that we felt something in a small town called Fuli, where the Amis tribe and the Bunum tribe live. And it was during the second trip that for the first time we collaborated with another culture from another place. Their culture and our culture sort of really fit like a glove.
Do they? Why?
Just the dialects and the similarities within the kinship system they have, and the culture that they have, and the stories and the way their elders pass down culture. We found a lot of similarities.
Are there musical connections?
There's been a lot of music connections there. We just had to pick up the guitar and sing one of our songs in language, and then they sing their songs without no practice, no rehearsals. It just happened. When music hits that stage, it becomes really, really beautiful, and we were lucky enough to be there.
Yes, indeed. Well, look, I hope your tour is a huge success. 30 venues across, 4 months. So that's a huge tour. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you. Thanks a lot, Yellow, for being my guest on The Music Show.
Thank you, Andy.
And that was Jeffrey Yellow Simon. I was speaking to him a couple of weeks ago. And it is a huge national tour. It goes until the end of November, as I mentioned. And tonight, B2M reach the Art House in Wyong. If you want to know if they're coming to a place near you, go to the music show's website. And while you're there, of course, you can listen again to Elio Villafranca or anything else you think you might have missed from the last few weeks of music shows. And you can also check all of the details of the music you've heard. You can catch up with us, of course, at any time via the ABC Listen app.